taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music. Farrah Fawcett Feel Alike contest.
Warning, there is an escape from the planet of the apes. An escape from the planet of the apes.
Name, Cornelius, adult chimpanzee, speaks English.
The Best Cuts of Music, Edition 11.
11.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the best cuts of music.
Episode 11.
Episode 11. We made it past the 10.
Yeah, past 10. 1-1.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's a palindrome.
What's 11 backwards?
11. 11. Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff.
That is good.
quality pod work.
Yes.
Okay, so what's that first jam? Cornelius?
Yeah, at the top. Cornelius is Magoo opening. Mr. Magoo and
Planet of
the Apes.
Yeah, yeah. Cornelius jam. Soon after that was Codebreaker, First True Love Affair. And good stuff. I think there's a remix that he found. I'm not really sure. Check out beatelectric.blogspot.com. Investigate yourself.
For all of your Codebreaker needs. And then after that was Teenage Bad Girl doing USB Dick Plug Me In.
Yes.
I think it's a French group. Kind of just came out recently. Very fun, noisy, electro, kind of big beats. Very popular these days.
Yeah, that's true.
It's what the kids are listening to down at the park.
At the
on the corner,
center.
Smoking the reefer cigarettes.
They have to save the community center. We will need to save the community center several times in this sequel. The tune after that was Christopher Cross Sailing, remixed by Max Groth.
Yes.
Happens to be myself.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and
Robbie
full
Flax.
Disclosure.
Max Groth.
So
one and the same. So all those people that said that they saw Max Groth at a party and they saw you at a party,
right?
Fucking liars.
They're liars. They didn't see both of us.
Assholes.
It might just be a technicality, but screw them.
Yeah.
Okay. So
on with the jams.
That's it. On with the jams. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Real. job.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, Mart.
This is the Best Cuts of Music.
Yes, it is. Edition 11. I don't know.
You can't do that on podcasts.
You can't do that on the Best Cuts of Music.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I can't believe they
especially the part
that.
Where I slimed you and then you dump water over my head.
Thought we weren't going to talk about that again.
Yeah, I will. Just some studio hijinks. Gah, 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 gah,
gah, gah. Yeah. Hey, I can't believe they haven't put that on DVD yet.
I can't either. There's that one guy in Canada who's got all of it on Super VHS.
Yeah.
You can't do that on television.
It was on three episodes. Like in the later 88 series. It's shitty.
Glory days. He dated Moose for 2 months. She broke his heart. She left him for a man.
Was Moose
or a
the...
woman. For a woman. For Lisa.
Lisa.
Moose and Lisa
hooked
up.
Yeah, so Moose
up.
Was the brunette girl with the black hair or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Hair.
Gosh, so, yeah. The last track was the Gilbert Singers Stand on the Word Hot Coins Remix.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A
remix. Off Turk Records.
That was a suggestion from listener Alex. Thank you, listener Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Song before that was Skies High. And it's got a bass line that always makes me sing, Feet Don't Fail Me Now,
yeah.
Whenever.
And it's got an extra Y,
yeah.
Which is really funky.
Two Ys.
Yeah, Sky. And before that was Ruckus Roboticus with How to Handle Grown-Ups.
It's actually super realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Yeah. If adults get in your way, call them duty heads. That is effective.
They do that.
Just parents, like, don't let your kid hear that song, though, because if they learn the secret.
Yeah. Then they'll be then working on the stock market at 8.
Yeah.
I told someone last night I was a DJ Securities LLC worker, and that I didn't really know what it meant, but that it was, I worked on the stock market, and if someone were to try to request songs or walk behind the decks while I was DJing, that I would write a very firm email to someone about it.
Sure.
DJ Securities LLC.
You're a limited liabilities corporation.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
I knew. Oh, okay. I should have known that.
It's an industry term.
Song before that was Music's Carpet Muncher, which, yeah. What didn't you say?
Music's Carpet Muncher. Michael Paradinas.
Carpet Muncher, it's like a street.
It's street slang for lesbian. I don't know if Michael Paradinas knows that.
Well, that's a funny question.
He probably just was doing acid and was like, Carpet Muncher. Oh my god, that's the title of the song.
I really want to eat this carpet.
Yeah.
I wonder if Moose knows that.
You're right.
It always goes back. You got to go back to the old jokes.
Right, loop it.
It empowers them.
Put your joke down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to continue the show.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a few minutes left.
And lots of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Be sure to tune in to the show every week, Sundays, on the podcast. You can check it out at thebestcutsmusic.blogspot.com.
Yeah, or if you want to email us, because you want to say how awesome we are, if you just want to bitch, or you just need someone to talk to, it's at thebestcutsofmusic@gmail.com.
We're amateur therapists, so if you need something to talk, we probably won't give you the best advice.
Sure.
And it may be actually horrible advice. Or we're amateurs, so, you know, give us a break, right?
Yeah. And if you want to increase your pod collection, go to our eBay store and get the best cuts of pogs.
Yeah. What the hell is a pog? It's like a piece of cardboard.
I
can't believe how popular that is. Cardboard pog. A slammer. I gotta buy that slammer. It's a I got a Marvel Universe Season 3 slammer with Iron Man on it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
You know, it originated from milk bottle caps out of Hawaii.
Were they cardboard?
No. I don't know.
I know slammers weren't, because I never had a slammer, but I did have...
You could get, like, a metal one made out of aircraft-grade, like, engine metal.
Is it, like, marbles?
Maybe, I don't know.
It sounds like marbles. What the... Do you just...
Tiddlywinks.
Do you just stack the pieces of cardboard and then hit them with... Who's the genius who came up with this? I think it's...
Oh, the ingenuity of kids on the streets of Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the slums, at the convention center.
All that spam must be doing some good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had some Mega Man X or Mega Man 10 pogs.
Wow.
That came with an issue of Nintendo Power.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have those, inexplicably, so...
Yeah. You can find that on the eBay store.
Yes, sir.
The best cuts of music.
Music, motherfucker.
Twice in the tournament, they're told on the track. We come to the club, we got the choppers on deck, and the yappers on deck.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
We shot my ice cream. We shot my ice cream. We shot my ice cream. We shot my ice cream.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
We shot my ice cream. We shot my ice cream. We shot my ice cream. Yeah. It's the love song, man, that's where I come from. Pass that ball, my thrash, and put this beat on your tongue. Now everything was great until your bitch came in. About the same time that thing kicked in. Now she ain't really pretty, but she got a nice body. I'm geeked up.
got your business. But matter of fact, why you over here?
Technology.
Technology. Is that some example?
Industry. You're at the University of Techno.
That's some straight 90s porn bullshit. <Yeah.
laughs> Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the University of Techno. Techno, techno, techno.
Techno. We had Zombie with Pills.
Yep, after that.
Was Magnetic Man with Cyberman. Magnetic Man is super group. It's like Scream, Benga, and Artwork. It's good stuff.
Wow.
Tune in next week.
For the Best Cuts of Music. 12, our tween episode. Best Cuts of Music.